اكتشاف. The platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم. معنا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the Sustainer, Nourisher and Cherisher of the Universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved Master and Leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today we focus on chapter 24, Surah An-Nur, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, and verse number 26. We were discussing the incident of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, where the hypocrites accused her, Allah forbid, with wild allegations and wild accusations and slander. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says and gives his final verdict on this issue. And therefore, if any person, Shia, Kafir, Shia, or anybody else, accuses our mother Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, then such a person is out of the fold of Islam, because they are rejecting these verses. So Almighty Allah is showing us the normal fitrah, the nature of human being. So here Almighty Allah states, chapter 24, verse 26, Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin, the impure, immoral women, lil-Khabithin, they will be always inclined to the immoral men. You see, today, just yesterday it happened. So you must remember, a lady sent a message to me and said that their family in London, they say, what is wrong if you have boyfriend, girlfriend? What is wrong if they're dating and smooching before marriage and so forth? So that is the khabis they are. In Islamic terminology, you can't call such people khabith. You call them impure, immoral people, because they settled there in the West, so now they are assimilating with them, integrating with them. What the West told them, the West is the best and white is right. And therefore you find that the Muslims today have lost their identity in so many places in the world, in the Arab world, and the Muslim countries and other countries as well, because our mindset has become khabith and impure and immoral. Al-khabithatu lil-khabithin. So the immoral women for the immoral men. Wal-khabithuna lil-khabithat. And the immoral men for the immoral women. Go to the universities, go to the high schools. How many of the youngsters, the men and boys studying there, they have lost their virginity already. But when they want to get married, then they're looking for a virgin. Then they're looking for a pure lady. Then they get married, and after 1 year, 2 years, they find that this wife here is too homely. She's too pious for their liking. And then you see it becomes a rocky, stale marriage, or it ends up in divorce and so forth. Therefore, you as parents, whenever there is selection of spouse, you must look at the history, geography of that person, and you must look at the history, geography of that family. What is their devotion dedicated to Deen of Islam? Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when people used to come and say, we want a job here in your empire, he would tell his subordinate, Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu anhu, see this person's CV. Today we give CV, that our curriculum vitae and so forth. This was the curriculum vitae. Look at his dedication to Salat. If he's up to date with Salat and really concerned about Salat, then he will fulfill his job also properly. But if he's got a lackadaisical attitude towards Salat, if he can squander Salat and namaz, then he will squander everything else. Go study Muhtamam Malik, also you'll find something like that. So we should understand that that is what the world is today, by and large. Remember, 70-80% they have become khabees and impure and immoral. وَالطَّيِّبَاتُ لِلطَّيِّبِينَ And the pure, pure chaste ladies, like Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha, Sayyida Hafsa radiallahu anha, and the Azwaj Mutahharat, the honorable spouses and wives of Nabi alayhi salam, chapter 33, verse 32, Ya Nisa al-Nabi, O you, the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salam, lastunnaka ahadim minan nisa, you are not like the other women of the world. You are the best of the best. You are married and you are in the nikah of the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَالطَّيِّبَاتُ لِلطَّيِّبِينَ You will be for the moral and the pure men as well. So you cry, you beg Almighty Allah jalla wala, Allah will make it happen. Both parties will be virgin. And that is how you build this foundation of yours. You build a stable society. You have a chaste community and so forth. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious, the purest of Allah's creation in the entire universe. وَالطَّيِّبُونَ لِلطَّيِّبَاتِ And those men that are pure, so they will be inclined to the lady who is pure. So we need to ask ourselves that our own marriages, are we really on a wicket where there is morality, where there is sharam and haya and modesty? Or have we brought in all the khabees and all the impurity in our own homes with all the movies and all the videos and all the internet and what have you? Look at our own children, you must remember that. See that how they are impacted adversely and negatively by all these modern challenges and so forth. Oh, Mother Aisha, Siddiqa radiallahu anha, you are so special. You lost the necklace once. Allah revealed Surah Nur, 16 verses for you, chapter 24, verses 11 to 26. You lost the necklace second time. Allah Jalla Wala did a favor to the entire Ummah, and the ayat of Tayammum was revealed. Therefore, Usaid bin Tayammum, for you non-Muslim listeners, the sad ablution when there is no water at all. So therefore, Usaid bin Hudayr used to say to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and open Sunan Nasai, Ma hiya bi awwali barakatikum ya ala Abi Bakr. This is not the first time. Your daughter did something, she lost the necklace. But Allah loves you, Allah loves your daughter. Siddiq and Siddiqa radiallahu anhuma. And Allah reveals verses. It becomes a blessing in disguise for this ummah. When Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha was accused, then the baby, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, exonerated her. When Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam was accused, then the child exonerated him. When Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha was accused, Allah Himself exonerated her. فَبَرَّأَهَا اللَّهُ مِمَّا قَالُوا See what Allah says. أُولَٰئِكَ مُبَرَّؤُونَ They are totally innocent. They are totally exonerated. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha, Sayyidina Safwan bin Mu'attal radiallahu ta'ala an. So these are Sahaba. These are the companions of Nabi alayhi salam. The household of the Master alayhi salam. مِمَّا يَقُولُونَ Compared to the slander and wild accusation they are making. We, the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, believe Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, they are ma'asum, they are protected from all types of vices and sins. Yes, mistake they can make, mistake is something else. Sin is something else. And Sahaba, from Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the greatest companion of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the greatest personality to walk on this earth, after all the prophets and messengers alayhi salam, right till the youngest Sahabi, and the smallest Sahabi, whatever you want to say, they are mahfuz. What's the meaning of mahfuz? Even if they committed mistakes or sins, Allah jalla wa ala has forgiven them, so therefore no one has the right to criticize and castigate and denigrate them. See what Allah says, Lahum maghfira, O Aisha Siddiqa, O you Azwaj Mutahharat, O you Sahaba, O you Safwan radiallahu an, Lahum maghfira, for them is forgiveness. Regarding the wild allegation that Allah already said they're 100% innocent and exonerated them, Ya Lahum maghfira, further virtue and fada'il and merit for them, manaqib we call in Arabic, lahum maghfiratu wa rizqun qareeb, and an honorable risk and sustenance for you. So Almighty Allah is elevating the rank of Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. This brings us to the end of that incident. Inshallah, tomorrow we will discuss other social issues which in our society today we have abandoned to a great extent. Insha'Allah Al-Aziz, tomorrow it is Wednesday. It's good to start something on a Wednesday. So that will be Insha'Allah tomorrow. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 10th of Ramadan, 1446 in South Africa and Southern Africa, Mauritius. And in other parts of the world, it is the 11th of Ramadan, 1446. They already started their middle 10 days. So we are ending our first 10 days. Allah Jalla Wala envelope us in His mercy and forgive all of us. Ameen. So these are the news, views, interviews. O Ummah! What happened in our golden history on the 10th of Ramadan? It was the 10th of Ramadan before the Hijrah. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in Makkah Mukarrama. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha is in Makkah Mukarrama. And the Master alayhi salatu salam married Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha when he was 25 years old sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra was 40 years old. The marriage subsisted for 25 years. So now the Master alayhi salam is between 50, 51. Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra is 65 years old. She passes away in the year, remember, when the Master alayhi salam was approximately 51 years old and she was 65. Before the migration to Medina Munawwara on the 10th of Ramadan, make special dua for Umm al-Mu'mineen, Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra, the first person to embrace Islam. She gave all her wealth to the Master, alayhi salatu salam. She was the mother of 6 children of the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 4 daughters and 2 sons. And in Bukhari Sharif it comes, Innaha kanat wa kanat, she was unique. She was exemplary. Nobody can equal or be on par with her. Her rank is too high and exalted. Make special dua for Sayyida Khadija. Now, I told you, didn't I tell you, hey, jutlas, haramis, Americans, your Trump is going to destroy you, and your Netanyahu harami is destroying Israel, and your Arab tenpot dictators, MBS, MBZ, haramis. Now listen to the news. US stocks tumble, your Wall Street is collapsing, and is gone in a negative, your Nasdaq is tumbling, you are entering a recession. Millions and billions of dollars have been wiped out. You must remember that. Said Trump, trumpeting away, bring the paper. I will sign the executive order. He thought he's the dictator of the world. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Allah gives honor to whoever He wishes. Our sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, in the hellhole in America, wallahi, she has more izzat and honor than all these haramis put together. Our brothers in Gitmo and Guantanamo Bay have more honor than all these haramis. Chapter number 22, verse number 18, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. Whosoever Almighty Allah Jalla Wala disgraces, there is none to give them honor. And this is what happened to Trump and his team and administration. China fixed them up. Canada fixed them up. South Africa fixed them up. Russia fixed them up. And many other countries, remember this. You want the fight? We will give it to you. They in Syria, you must remember, a big deal has done yesterday. So now the dynamics will change in Syria. The Kurds agreed with the new government there, and they said, fine, we will integrate with you into the Syrian army and other portfolios and so forth. So we hope it lasts, you know, because normally things they sign, then a third party will come and cause rows and ructions and problems for them. America are saying that in the future, Gaza, when they rebuild, then Hamas must have no role to play. Go to hell. It's our land. We will choose who we want to. It's like you, the whiteies, yeah, in South Africa, when we were under the Boer and the whites, then you used to say the ANC must have nothing to do with South Africa and the new government. Then you appointed, remember, the House of Delegates, Raj Bansi and them. You appointed the House of Representatives, Reverend Hendricks and all of them. All these puppets, remember that. So that is exactly what you are saying. The people are voting for them. Who the hell are you to say that no, that or Israel for that matter? You can go to hell. And every day we make that dua. Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin wal amerikiyin wa britaniyin wa hindiyin. Allah decimate all these enemies of Islam, whether they in America, Israel, India or Britain or anywhere else. So remember that Macron also there, he's in big problems. So he says Russia is violating the airspace of Moldova and attacking Ukraine daily and so forth. So Macron, my question to you, is Israel not violating the airspace of Syria? Is it not violating the airspace of Lebanon? Are they not stealing land every day? So why you don't speak about that? Your Western hypocrisy we saw. So that everywhere you've got double standards and so forth. You like people like UAE, the Pakka Murtad Haramis, making iftar with the Mushriks and the Hindus. They gave them free land to build a temple there. That donkey, you must remember, he can't even speak English. He say, what a handsome temple it is. That's the word he used, what a handsome temple. So these are the people, the bootlickers, you must remember that. You can quote my fatwa in any part of the world. MBS Murtad of Saudi Arabia, MBZ of Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and all these cronies who took part in that so-called iftar, Pakka Murtad out of the fold of Islam, honoring all idols and temples. Allah says, innakum idam misluhum. You're just like them. You are just like the mushriks and the idol worshippers out of the fold of Islam. These are all bootlickers. They will try and impress everybody else and they will stab the true Muslim in the back. 6,000 Syrians, the Syrians have fled because of what was going on there to Lebanon already. Nothing is entering Gaza because of the Israeli blockade, that is from the United Nations. United Nations also long time, they are hopeless they are. They should have expelled Israel long time ago, as they did with South Africa, and the sanctions and all that. But you have your Arab puppets, Saudi Arabia, MBS, and all these countries who made peace with Israel, your Jordan, your Egypt, and then your Bahrain and Morocco, and then you got your UAE and Saudi Arabia. All haramis, murtad, ghaddar, traitors to Islam they are. We need to name them and shame them and so forth. So 2025 will be the year of war. Who said so? The new chief of the IDF. We are waiting for you. You forgot yesterday, day before yesterday, your own figures were released. 78,000 jutlas were injured in the war against Hamas. That's why they don't want Hamas. Hamas sent thousands of their soldiers straight to hell, one-way ticket, and 78,000 of them, remember, in this is Israeli figures, huh? So the figure is much higher, over 100,000. But nevertheless, we will use what the Jutlas Aramis say. Saudi Arabia, another bootlicker, not Khadimul Haramain Sharifain, Khainul Haramain Sharifain, the traitors, and they are the bootlickers of America and Israel. So what they're doing, they're hosting now another conference. One side is Zelensky, he's sitting in Riyadh. One side is Rubio, and he's from the American side. You see, the Secretary of State, that means foreign minister, and one day discussing how we can bring peace. So America is acting in the Russian interest. They say, let's make peace there, and whatever land Russia occupied, just leave it by them, and so forth. So Putin is a big harami. He says, you want to do my dirty work, you do it. I'm sitting quietly here. You see, it's a bad day for America, you must remember. An oil tanker and a cargo vessel collided, you see. So now that was also for the American military and so forth. One person seems to have fracked and died. If you don't know the word frack, it means to die like a dog in Afrikaans. And others were missing, but they found them and so forth. So that is Allah's system. Allah ki latibe awaze. Elon Musk, you see, he bought Twitter and he thought he can rule the world. So the Twitter was targeted by cyber attack. And you know who carried it out? The people who are pro-Palestine. You see that? So then they were gone mad. Twitter was gone off to thousands of people because of the well done. Anybody harms America, anybody harms Israel, Muslim, non-Muslim, murtad, whoever. So we will support them, Shia or whoever. So that is our stance. We make it very, very clear. Israelis are now starving the people in Gaza. The Houthi says that we're giving you a chance, few days. And if this doesn't stop immediately, we will be targeting the ships in the Red Sea. Yes, start today, oh Houthis. Don't wait. You must remember that they deserve it. There's whiteys, there's America, and the British, and Israelis, and so forth, and so on. 83% of the U.S. aid to the outside world, foreign countries, is cancelled. Russia expels 2 British diplomats for spying. Well done to Russia. To Russia from love. So remember Mahmoud Khalid. You see that? He is a person who got the green card. He's a bona fide student of the university there, the Columbia University. Now they arrested him, and the hundreds and thousands of students have protested, and they say, hands off student. Trump says, very good, you arrested him. This is your America. You can march for Israel, but you can't march for Palestine. That is your Britain also to a certain extent. Then they want to speak of human rights. Then they want to speak about justice. Then they want to speak about democracy. Whole lot of haramis, and those who agree with them are also haramis. So Trump may be visiting China. That will be a good meeting to visit Ching Ching Chung, you understood? So they're in China, so you must remember. But the Chinese are too sharp for them. You want? We also prepared for you. So therefore, things are going negative there in America and positive in China. Trump to lift Russian sanctions. You see, who said this? The Bloomberg. Bloomberg is one of the big newspapers and media outlets there. So they say it is a good chance. He will lift up. You see, that's how. You must play tough with Trump like Putin. Come to South Africa. ANC leadership now could be diverting. You see, it means the imploding. Who said that? Balula. You see, their secretary. ANC is finished. You must remember that. Especially tomorrow's budget. If that VAT goes up, finish. I haven't heard anyone speaking good about ANC. They're on the radio, various radios, and are speaking of blacks, Africans, criticizing them. Look at your government. Look at how bloated it is. Your deputy ministers, good for nothing. And you should just cut all your people's wages across the board, 50%. For what the hell you have to raise the VAT and so forth. And the poor people will be impacted negatively. Therefore, we like Zuma. Zuma has said, you see, President Zuma of the MK, he said, you ANC, if you increase this VAT, we will make South Africa bring it to a standstill. We will strike everywhere. And you know, when the Zulus go, then what will happen to Durban and other parts of the country? Pray to Allah, Jalla Wala, for Allahu Khayrun Hafiza, wa Warhamur Rahimin. Allah protect us, protect our essence, protect our Iman, our Islam, city power. Another disaster, Eskom and Minister of Electors, they're all good for nothing. So they recall the staff who were on leave, and they say there are too many illegal connections everywhere. So you you guys have to come back and sort things out. We're running a comedian, you understand? A real banana republic and a real comedy show. That is South Africa. The only thing I personally will speak good of ANC is they took Israel there to the ICJ. The rest, ANC, you're a disaster. Let me be honest. You destroyed this country. Our programs today, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, will be Mufti Hassan Suleiman. He's there in Pakistan. American, but there he settled there. And then 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage. And then 1 to 2, inshallah, will be the tafsir of the Quran. Those of you who are following the Makkah Taraweeh, so tonight they will be completing the ninth juz, the ninth supara. So that is a roundup and the news from Makkah Mukarramah. That's the one we take live, you know. So mashallah, Allah Ta'ala, let us prepare now for the next 20 days of Ramadan Mubarak, inshallah. Rabbana taqabbal minna siyamana wa qiyamana wa tilawatana wa du'aana wa jami'a a'malina saliha. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.